joint talk. This week's speaker is Mr. Gandelbach, who's at the University of Waterloo. He's a researcher, and he'll be discussing M-theory and one-dimensional supergravity using sub-two geometries, and specifically time maps, space time.
So the when cause is based on these two things, and this I took it to say something called the first given, the other one, and say something about the other one. Just the let me say something about the motivations of this book. It's known for a long time that if you want to find the human system, then one of the domain is scaled along the border with the other one, the find three solutions like the physical and find the solutions can be easy. But on the other hand, if one of the domain is localized partially or fully along the border with the other one, we cannot determine the solutions very easily, just when it's very difficult. And during the last years, these people tried to find some localized brain system. The main disadvantage of these goals is that in this world, the people are limited to the very broad regions of the brain, for example, if you consider the human system. And you have to go near the full region to this extreme, and you can find this to be localized. System. Just 2 years ago, the National Quantum is found a way to generate some fully localized human system. And in this case, they invaded outlast space, the four-dimensional outlast space, they invaded the entropy, and then after reduction in along the sector of this outlast, they found a new physicist. And there are a lot of advantages of this one. The first part is that they don't require to be the near horizon, but to be the near coordinate of the physics thing. And the second one is that instead of taking the near horizon limit of physics, you can study the near horizon limit of physics, and obviously it's simpler to calculate the near horizon limit of physics. And the other motivation, the other advantage of this work is that the trajectory on the brain is but in this case, it comes to the trajectory on the physics brain, it's not supernormal, and supernormality is, in this case, then we have a supernormality, it's better than the previous case. And the other interesting case, the other interesting aspect is that if we go to the deep upper unit, then we can find the explicit dual gravity integration of your feet. So, for this reason, we go as a lot of questions. Now, here, first, I want to say about the embedding the atomistic space into the entropy. The atomistic space it's been known for about 20 years or even more, that the atomistic space is part of logical space of a set of two more codes, which is a set of two more codes that satisfies the ordinary equation. And then the modular space of this solution is given by this space. The R3 describes the center of mass of the root pole, and S1 in the center describes the total which parameterizes the effect is related to the total electric charge of the system. And then the remaining part is the energy space. And the set is here because we can change the position of the formal codes in the future. So this is the first appearance of aperture space in the future. The second one is that for any quantum computer, the supersymmetric gauge theory, the quantum modular space again is in the position of aperture space. Although kitchen space, without kitchen, metric can still be very salary. In general, not being a non-function, depends on all of these, the creative position of one room, the other one. And the fourth function is related to all of these functions for this. So the sigma 1, sigma 2, and sigma 3 are the performance score, and they satisfy the situation. And then, if we demand that this space, the operation, you know that the operation is space with sensual, space for sensual space, I mean, there is space with sensual curvature. This should be sensual because the module is space, this module is space is complicated, and because this part departs from the whole module space, so operation space should be. But at any moment, we have space to all the dimension is sensual. So, if we demand that this space in the central has a central function, then this equation should be satisfied. And on the other hand, if the dimension equation is also the same equation. So, we have three equations, three complicated differential equations, trying to use the derivative with respect to R. And, we can solve the situations and the results are given for these of the situations. The gamma is related to R by this equation, element function, and the S is the combination of two non-elliptic integrals. And if this equation, implies that R must be greater than n power, and goes to infinity, and goes to infinity, and the little gamma is equal to 1 power. And really, this state is a concept of information. We have three functional equations, this one, and this state really is related to the concept of information. So, here the elliptic integrals are defined by this complicated integral. So, really, we have exact solutions for children, but we have some dimensional equations, and this solution is self-law. So the interesting thing is that if you go to R equal infinity, the three functions get that, and in this limit, the operation space reduces to a power question.
So the equation that you put on is usually symmetric under the direction of the solution.
Because it's true. Here, the equations are here, and which is there would be given by this equation. So the equations really are not. At first sight, it looks at these equations are symmetric on the equation, but A goes to the other thing, which is the other thing is B is a perfect. So, so if you substitute those asymptotic behavior for the metric functions, we reach the aperture space reduces this form, which is very interesting. It's the part of the space but with negative functions. So it's a linear bound, and it's the 1 plus 2 another, or here I have minus 2. So it's the bound of the space with so, in this space into the M-ray solution. For the M-ray solution, we take the Wilson socks. So, here is the whole volume of input plane, the entry plane, and here is the transfer geometry to the entry plane. So, here we have a sphere, a sphere sphere, and then the operation space is here. And the edge, the metric function of the input bay is a function of y and r. Y and r are two coordinates, and they go from 0 to infinity. Y goes from 0 to infinity, r goes from 0 to infinity. And these are the gauge bits, the components of four. And then we require that. boy that he's on south for the next week, and he's been treated as far as the most of the city of the super capital. Just the sort of international super gravity. Here are now going to the Muslim sector, and here we need the approaches to function. And so here we have a four-fold field system, and the GDU is going to be here. So we substitute for all the complex equations of function, and we can find that these equations are completely satisfied if the air satisfies the lambda function of the equation here. Unfortunately, we can solve this equation. The broad part of the gauge is given by just the basic function, and the orbital part of the gauge is described by this equation, by this equation, equation. But remember that all of the A, B, C, and so on is a lot. We can solve this equation for numerical input. Just for showing the results of the numerical solution. At r equal n pi, the behavior of r is given by the least modified set function, and really it has a lot of difference. So when we go very near to r equal n pi, which is more dislocated in that position, it has a logarithmic divergence. And at this point, the average in space, the average in the tree, reduces to this simple form. And then this r is reduced to 300 two-dimensional mode. And the first two terms are zero. So, and in an infinity, the regular function has a linear simple expression. And so finally, we get this integral for the h bar. So we have an integral over the selection constant, and we have the function. The fixing of this linear function is non-negative. And to fix the form of this linear function, we are looking at linear mode 3, and we all here. And at this point, when R is nearly equal to R for n pi, the transverse geometry to n2 plane reduces just the flat space, and we know that in a flat space, the major function should be like that. So, containing this H0 with the shows that the measure function should be based on the equation. And so after substituting the measure function, this is the final. And also we can find another set of exact solutions. If we change the k, if we change the separation constant, the y from k theta, we get another equation, another solution of this form. Instead of J1, the set function, we get K1 as a function, and also the R theta is a new function. Again, at near both regions, the R theta has a logarithmic divergence, and when we go to R infinity, the R theta is given from the simple equation. And this is some numerical solutions of differential equation for R of R. This is the radial function as a function of 1 over R near infinity, so really it goes to 0. This is the necessary condition for the parametric function. And when we go near the board, we get the R is equal to R, then we have a logarithmic divergence of this region. So just this region of the plot is invariant, this region is not invariant because of this application. And we find that really we can match these solutions together and find solution that if we plot the form of the R, if we use some zero, then it increases, and then finally, at have to these algorithms. So this is just our talk for the first and for the third solution. For the second solution, we have something like that at our point infinity. At our point infinity, we don't have any chain function as a namespace. We have a state function. And then when we go to near both region, again, we have a so we have two sets of solutions for the end-to-end with the transfers at each process.
So radio function to minus infinity. In the last one.
Yeah. Here when we go to r equal pi, here it's just a different one. So when we go to r equal pi, it's like divergent. So we have a little So r equal at r equal pi near both region. The r theta is given by this function, this function, and it has an expansion something like that. So this depends on constant, the formula, and the last step of which is when we bring the board. So we have a look at the region near the board and far away from the board, the solution is decaying or here my plots are depends on 1 over r. So the plots are depends on 1 over r. So, okay, then we can move it again the algebraic space. Identify. In this case, we have the metric. So the L5 planes depend this form. The first L describes the whole volume of the L5 plane. And here just we have a V1 square. And then the original space is sitting here. And then the different components of both of field strength is given by this expression. And again, this equation must be satisfied if. If you want the all the equations of all the equations of motion of supergravity in the satisfied. So this is again the Laplace equation. And then by the same process we can find the initial functions for the n5 plane as an integral and also a circuit function. And now next step after finding these exact solutions are the compactification. If you compactify over the psi direction of the algorithm space, in the large R limit, we can find the input system, the sub-overlapping in a integral. So this is just a fully localized event system. And the number of supersymmetry for this compactification is exactly big. And if we compactify these then five solutions along the psi direction, we can find the S5 plane, which is the V6 plane, and the intersection is for the 5 plane. So again, the solution has a solution. Solutions obtained by inverting the top knot and top board. So, for the top knot case, for the top board case, you can see the integrator, and these are the different components of four points. And then the top knot of this in this equation, the size of think, fall, and they can be contacted for the circuit. And so the circuit that infinitely reach pre convective foil of that has a radius of 4 here. And this is a gravity equation produced for these linear equations, and the solution for this equation is in the this object. Fortunately, here we have another close 4 for the equation. So for y dependence, we have a reset function divided by y, and for r dependence, we have an integrated force function. And the second solution of the optimum for problem is this is the second solution is of a function. We have a k1 function. And it's a direct function. We have a direct function. That will do the Vitale Russell function and direct length function are determined on these extensions in terms of other joint functions. So, and now if we want to fix here I fix the major function, but if we want to fix the major functions, this is the result after fixing the major function. But if we want to fix the major function for this form of cases, we have we have small r limit. And really this limit is different from the limit which we considered for the embedding of variations. Here we have to consider this region. The reason is that if we consider this region, then the problem of this region is simply to a sphere. And then the transfer geometry to then to break then is the product of more forces. And again, we know that on a flat transverse flat space, the major the function, the metric function should behave something like that. We know this result. And then we compare this result with our bigger plots. And one that after some calculation we have for the major function. So this is the final result which I put in the last instance. So we have a derivative function for the architectures on this aspect function. And we can apply the same process for calculation of the other major functions. Okay. So now this is the results of our calculation. So here I plotted the major functions of the two cases. First for y equal to 0 as a function of r, and the second time as a function of r is y equal to 0. So when we go to y equals 0 and y equals 0, these functions are just 1, and so we can't see. Okay, so just I want to say about the reduction of this formula from the general dimensions. Just we know that. This is the k reduction from 11 dimensions to 10 dimensions. So, by using these relations, we can find the different SS fields and the random fields in the 10 dimensions. In the 10 dimensions. So, I give it here. So, after using this part of the computation over the center of top node, we can find the 10 dimensional metric. And also the different tensor field and the random field. And this system exactly is the B2 system. Again, it's the fully localized system. The B2 is localized exactly the order of the top system. There is B2 and the formula B2 system. Okay, now if we want to calculate the number of results, we then we have solved this equation. This equation, as we remember, we focus only on the Bosonian part of the dimensions. So the supersymmetric transformation of gravity mode should be zero. So this equation simply gives the amount of supersymmetric amount of results. And this equation will be moving to something like that. And the left side will be the supersymmetric. around with him, other than himself, he's not anymore. So, by finding some chance of insecurity, we found that the gold partner, Patrick Harford, which I'll say about now, sorry, the partner is super sweetie, but the power is not. So, this is the result, this is the case of Harford. So the only difference between this metric and the Kalman case is that the mass from it such that the fixed policy of cleaving gold is two-dimensional, it's a zero-dimensional in the case of Kalman. So just both Kalman and Kalman metrics are useful, and the metric and the metric function is given by this situation. If it is there to be for n of charge, then this set is about killing the case about fixed point. The fixed point is about killing the code is zero dimensional, and if it's fixed the mass from head to be for this function, then this fixed point set is two dimensional. In the second case, we can say that we have a whole solution in the case is not switch. So, this is the PowerPoint that you can get. Just really a space, so that we transfer from all plus constant, and also we escape side or constant factor. So, this side has element of 2 pi because they can work with perfect part of the second. Here, the side, the element of the side is not important. It's just the plug out for the metric in another form. Okay. And this is the greatness of the finished metric. Yeah. And okay, after conveying this metric into the L2N solution, we can find the gap to solutions. So this is the first solution. We have integral basic functions and the W function. And we have solved this video function numerically, and we'll solve this. So again, when you go from infinity, the radial function goes to zero. And when we go near to the location of gold, the gold is located at the bottom. So when and this graph increases n over 4. So when we go near to the gold, again we have the other things for the next function. And so the both radial functions for Kaufman and Kaufman cases are diverging near the north location, gold location, and then so the behavior of powerful and powerful objects is similar to each other. And the second set of solution is in the new situation. And which are theta is another function satisfies the fixed equation, but here we have this fixed amounts. And solutions to that equation give the solution as an exhaust. So again, at the end of those infinity, we have an oscillating behavior here. And then we go to near both features, we have then we can reduce these solutions to infinity if there is another given system. But this system doesn't have any expressions. This is the result. This is the metric of the system. And these are the differences in this power fields. So in involved me with Stephen Chatson. So David Chatson next week. David Chatson and the East. And I was sent to our next week. I still call this one. So the next week is given by the East Exclusion. And the geometry of Exclusion is interesting. It's been very global, so we think we have that system with the set global issue. And then we go near to Oracle Gate, where we have that system that we have of the system. And we use this property, this emitter function. So the geometric function is included in this expression. And the radio function R is given by this equation, this differential equation, and we can fix the G1 and G2 by looking at R for a value. And so here is the following results. Again, we have two solutions. And we have two solutions. This one is the solution, which began with the decay property, decay linear infinity, and the R goes to the 50, then R lives okay. So at least now we can take on the R. And for the second solution, we have the term is the same, we're just at infinity, we have a state with the decay linear. Just when we compare to find the trend dimension, we can find for this solution and also the solution obtained from this operation and the solution obtained from the other from this solution is called for this. For example, in the next week, it's different. The next week's for the dimension system. The other problem of the charges are the same. The charges are the same here. We have the same but not I'm sure show the conduction. If you will use this solution or the other one, this one can be second. So, to be found, for example, here, this is a reduction section, this is a review section, and this is rather inspired this system. And this solution also, this solution is super symmetric, you may have here it's perspective. And the different fields are here also. This is the NSMS form, and the NSMS G4 fields there, that's what the NSMS form, and here in the document, and also so. Remember that the R function is different for both solutions, for first solution and second solution. And you know that in all of these solutions, for example, the image is here for so really it's different. It's different for systems in general. And also we can use the keyword thing. For example, if the keyword is this actually. We can find another solution called to VS by the file system, and the Gantry system has the case system. Now, the next step is to combine the details.
Sorry, so this is what you did when you came back to file one.
General
for both solutions. The only difference is that for the first solution, here, for the first solution, this edge is the pH, the metric function, and also here the dynamo, is before being integrated here, is given by this integral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but for the second solution, it's given by the way. And here we have found it different. But this function, R function and R theta function.
So I'm thinking that if I specify the charges and classes in here, S is going to be negative and we have a new solution. So how do you use?
Just these two are different. These two are different just near infinity. Okay? Near infinity, this has an oscillating behavior, the other has just a pure.
Both.
But for example, if you want to study at all equal, for example, this one, not exactly infinity, maybe this is different. And it contributes to both n-dimensional entry, n-dimensional dynamical field. So this is how I say that we have. So the next step is to combine two sets of geometries into the transfer space. For example, just by mentioning this example. For example, here is an entry plane, and in the transfer space, we can make one half knot and one half. And so, just this is one of the results for the metric function. And again, if we come back to far over the and far in the influences. So we have a lot of different systems. Let me skip this one here. And finally, just going to mention the different possible solutions. So, for M to play, we can get these series of solutions. And all of them are super simple, super charges. And also, we have these five cases which are not super simple. And all of these solutions will be set to the DC system. For power port, we have the same system as here, but it's not super simple. And the power, six dimensional power, and six dimensional power port is going to be four systems. And in the case of power port, eight dimensional power port will just be one system. We will have a set of race. Then for the N5 case, all of the solutions are simply the power knot, or that energy, and we have S5, which is taking on the basis. And if you keep one of the system, then you can find another L5 from this. And also, we can embed the power port four dimensional, all of these are four dimensional. So, also, we can embed the four dimensional power port with the L5 and on the S5-V6 system, which is not super simple. So, again, I want to say just a little bit about the decoupling of these stories. So first, I want to say the decoupling meaning of the V6 system. We know that the Yankee story living on the little plane is something, this is something that the Yankee story in the little plane. The other one is the coupling constant on the D6 plane is different from this equation, and it's even in terms of coupling constant. So if we let n goes to zero while keeping the two dimensional boundaries constant, then the stopping constant changes to zero. So in other words, the input plane is always from the bar. And in this limit, coordinates with scaling, the scaling in the arch context, the scaling in the bottom, single-shell some content, and also the scaling the integration content in the metric function. We can show that the metric function produces just this code. All the dependence on LS comes in this. So there isn't any LS dependence on this function. For example, for our case, this integration function is doing what this is. And the capital Y and capital U are DSP by one. And then in this limit, the 10 dimensional metric produces this code. And so this metric is just a supergravity model for the hypothesis. So really we have an explicit realization of supergravity of the dual structure in the hypothesis. And so in other words, we have an explicit interpretation of dual supergravity story to the gauge story on the leaf of play. You know that the gauge story of the leaf of play is a supergravity in three dimensions, and this kind of supergravity is a supergravity. And the gauge story is a supergravity. And also, this holds for the other cases, for example, for our code, also we have the similar thing. The integration is given by this expression, and as you can see, there isn't any LS dependence on this expression, and the third dimensional metric in the recapture is this. So, here we have a supergravity dual to the gauge theory living on the distributed. And just as an example for Kaufman 6 and Kaufman 6, we can find the dual story. So this is something for decoupling limits. The other interesting point is the decoupling limit of NS file. So we consider the NS file intersecting with this state. Again, at low energies, the dynamics of NS file plane decoupled from the distance plane. And again, in the decoupling limit, we can de-scale the coordinates, for example, here are the de-scale of R coordinate, Y coordinate, de-scale with GS and LS. And finally, we can find that the metric function is de-scaled by a factor of and so this function is literature, it doesn't have any GS dependence. For example, in the case of Falcon 4 embedded in an identified frame, this is the metric function. And just the GS dependence is here, we don't have any GS dependence in this part. Now by using by substituting this metric function and using the relation between the file plane charge and the GS and the S, we can find finally the third dimensional metric. So this is the gravity, this is the gravity of the dual to the NS file plane. And we know that on the NS file plane, the theory of the NS file plane is LSD. And this LSD, this is the part of the LSD, and the two different particles of this LSD, which is the charges in the presence of this state, and just this is later. For the part 2D, which is obtained by heat analysis of our result, again, at low energy limit, the dynamic on NS file plane decouples from the bar. This is the result. This is the gravity theory dual to the theory on the I2D NS file plane. The normal does. The two of you are living on Cloud Computers, obviously. He's just keeping all in Cloud Computers. And so he can be fine.
Did you say what an LST was?
LST, there is just a six-dimensional story. It doesn't have any gravitational potential, just it's a non-gravitational story. And the modes of the string are potential then without any potential to gravity. And in six-dimensional, the theory here are specific for the Tarifugeria schema and Tarifugeria schema. In 60, the Tarifugeria scheme has a quadratic symmetry with a 16 symmetry object. And of course, if we don't consider the physics frame. And the presence of physics frame breaks this symmetry to 1-0. And this 1-0 has exactly a super symmetry. So, really, from our calculation, we found that in the decoupling unit, or even before the decoupling unit, the NS5P6 still has 8. And also we know that, and this is now, this time is now, so really we have a very good dynamic between all the results and this unit. And also for the other part of the DSP, for the part of the DSP, we have another paragraph, supersymmetric, and this one, one, the presence of this is the basis. We know the low energy limit of this species, for example, for for hard to be NSD, the low energy limit meets superior limits with upping constant, and so the this is the fucking constant is the lower ratio of the AST. For the part to AST, the lower ratio is strong. So, and really our results are in very, very good alignment with the number of stress species for these sources. So, this is the case that this model corresponds to the lower energy unit of the universe. And also the last. Last small gravity model corresponds to a linear scheme of waves. It's different from the LST that the key pair comes to something else. It's the gravity, so it's different. And we can just finish with all the time. So we constructed relatively dimensional supergravity solutions for fully localized type 2A, 3.6, type 2A, 3.4, type 2A-5, 6, and type 2B-5. And then we find the explicit supergravity side of this model for the decoupling unit. And by using this explicit supergravity theory, for example, we can use this supergravity block to calculate these important functions of LST. The key is the energy movement of LST. So by using this correspondence between the supergravity block, the supergravity block, and the LST, we can find the two-point function of energy movement of LST, or for example, we can find the spectrum of fields of different fields in LST, or the different spaces of LST. So these are just some applications of our experiences.
think about the kind of two solutions. So you're following the same trend on the
first one. Okay, on once.
So they're not
good. For the first solution, for example, in this case, for the first solution, this claim has a minus one. For the second solution, this is plus. So here you have to do you have a differential equation for h as a function of y and r. Mm-hmm. Then if you
when you start solving the system,
y as a function of r and a function of y. Then if you write the Laplace equation, then the Laplace equation is this equation of random. Then you have two equations, one for r and the other one for y. And here you can set the acceleration as a c and other one for minus c or as c. For this system, you have two different equations. So, all one of the functions are satisfied for both solutions.
Can I give that equation? So you can just do it. There's a good reason to be in the line of the positive equation. And if you want to say it's
too much. If you set the total number in the first case, you see, this is positive number, and then it leads to the gain function as you can see. In the second case, when we have a minus equation, a negative equation comes out, we have a gain as the function. And also for the y functions, the situation is otherwise. In the first case, the y function is the gain of function, which is oscillating. In the second case, it's just
fantastic. If I make a comment, when the geometries of spaces are the same, then you only get one solution. Because basically, y and r are essentially the same kind of function, but with opposite separation constants. So if you switch, then the geometry is different when you get two choices. Really hot about this
Friday.
Yes, well, what we actually end up doing here is there's these ratios that we see